The next patient is Cleonider Piatt. The first name is C-L-E-O-N, like in November, E-E-D, like in Delta, E-R, like in Roger. First, last name, P-Y-A-T, like in Tango, T, like in Tango. This 59-year-old African-American female is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension and a remote history of relapsing DVTs in the late 1990s. The patient was on anticoagulation at least for 5 years. When the patient came to the office, she had evidence of a proteinuria of 1.8 grams. In the presence of a blood sugar control and some hypertension. We decided to order the workup for glomerulopathy, and the workup that has include serum protein electrophoresis and immune electrophoresis, urine electrophoresis and immune electrophoresis, ANA, anti-Smith, anti-GBM, rheumatoid factor, C-ANCA, P-ANCA, C3, C4, C-reactive protein, where with a normal limit there was elevation of the sedimentation rate to 60. And there were evidence of a significant increase in the proteinuria. It went up to 3 grams in 24 hours. The urinary sediment is blood negative, nitrates 1 positive, leukocyte esterase 250. Bacteria 1 plus, mucus trace, specific gravity 1017. We are hesitating regarding the administration of SGLT2 inhibitors in this case. Number two, the patient has normocytic, normochromic anemia that has been improving. The hemoglobin is up to 10.2, and the patient continues to take oral iron. In view of the high decreased iron saturation. Following number of arterial hypertension that is out of control, the patient gained weight. We are going to re-emphasize the need for her to be fluid and sodium restricted in order to avoid the severe hypertension. Taking into consideration the above findings, we're going to order a kidney biopsy. And we are going to complete the workup with the antiphospholipid antibody and hepatitis profile. We'll see the patient after the kidney biopsy. The patient was explaining in detail the plan of action.